People, I'm watching this show here, and it's like, got an idea, people. You know, people are bitching and crying over tariffs, right? Well, America at one time made everything. They were real good at it. They made the best products in the world. And then their business strategy was Canada, Mexico with the peso, the weak dollar, China, eventually, you know. And I'm not defending any tariffs. But my point isn't even tariffs. Like, you hear these guys, Europe and Canada, and, you know, saying, we're going to retaliate. You know what's funny, though? They leave us with 20, 30% credit card loans, right? We have to fucking pay 20, 30% on our fucking loans to live on visas and loans and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? To survive, right? We are, like, even America owes money, Canada, everyone owes money. Most people owe money. You know, without credit cards, it'd be difficult without loans, because the whole system is a fucking debt system in this world, right? Everyone's in fucking debt. America, trillions. China, you can go anywhere. Everyone's in debt, okay? Except the fucking, some fucking goofs that are too fucking ignorant to share what the fuck, you know, like they're really gonna fucking, you know, do something special with their vain shit. But that's not my point. Like, why doesn't the government ever say, you know what? You wanna put people in debt? 5%, you know? 5% is the cap on fucking, how about, look at, we pay 20, 30% to everyone, and it's like, it's fair, you gotta have to pay it back. And then, like, with these corporations that, I'm telling you, these corporations are huge corporations, and, you know, they're crying for a tariff of 25%, okay? But we have to pay our fucking tariffs, and when we get loans for credit cards and loans and all that shit, you know? It's a bit unfair, but let me tell you something, though. Trump has 4 years to do it. That's why he's jumping the gun, okay? Because it should be a gradual tariff, you know, like you gradually, and like in business. But he has 4 years to do it, and that's why he's doing what he's doing, okay? And his excuse is, well, America at one time made everything, and the business left, right? Because, you know, the peso, you know, the weak dollar, the slaves in India and China, like making a dollar a day, which was his party, the Republicans anyway, and the business jumped on board, you know, they left America, you know. I'm not defending anyone, I'm telling you the facts here of American business, okay? But it's pretty unfair. These huge corporations are crying, tariff, which is just more money. That's all it is, more money. You know, they're not putting the gun to anyone's head. It's just more money. But we have to pay our tariffs, you know, with our credit cards, you know, and interest adds up so quickly. That's why you see all these companies, you're bankrupt, you know, you can't pay, and, you know, whatever these people, you know, and your credit's ruined. It's a bit unfair for these governments to talk about tariffs, right? When America could do what the fuck it wants, fuckers. Worry about your own people, you fucker, Europe and Canada. Take our fucking tariffs off, okay? Make it 5%, our tariffs, our fucking interest. You know, we have so much fucking interest. The GST, how about the GST, eh? You forget about that, Canadians? What the GST did? We didn't have GST. Bam, we had the GST. You know what I'm saying? It was the same shit then, okay? Remember some of the fucking history of what's going on.